Good Shepherd's Sermon for Sunday, September 22, 2013, Pastor Paul Tolberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Children, I'm going to also use that rope to help you understand. I don't know if you picked it up right away about how God talks about that jar full of those very exciting looking things and this rope. I'll just read the last part again. Jesus said, "No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." And now I invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion based on this jar and these goodies. Be careful not to sit on this other stuff. It's going to be hard to do this here, I'm thinking. Thank you. Hi there, honey. You want to sit over here? Right over here? Can you sit? There you go. Anyone ever call you a little monkey when you were a little kid? Yeah, they called me a little monkey too. If they call a little child a little monkey, do they mean that I've suddenly got a tail and I've learned how to squeak and climb trees and eat bananas? What do they mean when I say you're a little monkey? You're like crazy, yeah. And monkeys are really hard to catch. You know, so if I try to catch you and you're scurrying away, you're like a little monkey, it might climb a tree or duck underneath something. If a monkey ever gets loose, okay, that's hard. Well, guess what? In Indonesia, they have a great, cool monkey trap. Now, it's really hard to catch a monkey. So what they do is they have a jar like this. Actually, it's not a jar. I just wanted you to see what's in this jar, okay? It's a jar like this. And then what they do is they take a rope, and they put the rope around like this. They tie the rope really tight. I'm not going to tie it really tight because I have to take it off later on. Okay, there we are. All right, so here it is. All right, so now, okay, there we go. Now what happens is, how do you catch a monkey? Well, you fill this jar full of, let's say that these are yellow treats for monkeys, hunks of banana. Delicious. Oh, man, if I'm a monkey, this is good. This is good food if I'm a monkey, right? So a monkey comes. You know what a monkey does? A monkey will go like this. Bananas. And then he can't get his hand out. And he'll sit there, and he will try, and he'll be pulling his hand out. I can't get my hand out. And he'll go like this. That's what a monkey does. Now, you're not a monkey. How do I get this out? I just go like this, one at a time, right? No problem. But a monkey doesn't think like that. Monkey says, "I want it all. There it is. I got it. And I can't get it all. And he doesn't let go. It's a great monkey trap. You need to be aware that Satan does something like that with people. He fills up your life full of stuff, really cool stuff. It's good stuff. God gave all this stuff. God gave all this stuff that I'm going to be talking about later on, too. All this stuff, God gave it. And what happens is sometimes we think, oh, I want it all. And we forget that's not why God gave it to us. It's just to use for a little while. And then it stays behind. Somebody else uses it. Or it breaks down and it gets thrown away. God says, I want you to be careful with the stuff I give you. Don't be greedy, trying to hang on to all of it. Don't do that. Because you can't do that and still take care of what I want you to take care of. So, either do what Jesus says and just take whatever comes your way, or be greedy, and then you get nothing, except you get caught. You got to go live in a zoo, which is be okay if you're a monkey. Okay? So that's what I want you to do. You're going to get one of these today. Make sure that you remember not to be a greedy monkey. And you have another one to make sure you remember to tell somebody that Jesus doesn't want them to be greedy monkeys either. Now, we all are kind of greedy monkeys, just so you know. Every adult here has the same problem I'm talking about. I have the same problem. But Jesus took away all of that sin, so I don't have to worry about my sin anymore. He says, you know, I know you have a problem with greed. So he went to a cross, and he gave up his life so I could be free. And I don't have to be with my hand in this jar stuck to Satan for the rest of my life. Instead, I can use things for his glory. You know what God does when done using something? He says, oh, here, have something else. That's really neat. Let's go to God and talk to him in prayer, shall we? Dear God, thank you so much for the many blessings you give to us. Please keep on helping us. Help me to understand that everything is a good gift from you, the good God. But then, Lord, help me not to be so caught up about it that I forget about you, the one who gave all of this to me. In your name, Jesus, I ask this. Amen. And now I'm going to ask Josiah after church to take this jar back there, and then they can all have two. One for themselves, one for a friend, okay? Thank you. You may now go back to your seats. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I say that a lot. Did you hear what I just said? This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. When the Lord told the psalm writer to write down those words, he's telling the psalm writer to look ahead past Holy Week, past Good Friday, look ahead to Easter morning. When the Lord comes victoriously out of the grave, having crushed Satan's power over all humanity. And then the Lord said, write down these words. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's the gift you and I have. That's how we start off our worship. We remind ourselves that we serve the living God. Not the God who's dead in some unmarked Palestinian tomb. We serve the living God. And that makes all the difference in the world because of what we're going to hear again today. There are some people that when they come into church, they say, oh man, that's all we ever hear about, money, money, money. Well, no. All you ever hear about is love God first, most, best, always. And what gets in the way of that is anything else at all. Might be a new car, might be stocks and bonds. It might be friends in high school or college. Might be a grade, might be a job promotion. Whatever gets in front of that is a false god. So God says, love me first, most, best, always. It starts off by saying, Jesus told his disciples there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. He starts off again with a story. Why does Jesus use a story? He uses a story because we get stories. It's very humbling to me as your pastor to know that I spend all this time working and translating and getting all of God's word down into a sermon form. And then after the sermon, if sometime from that point on until the next worship service, if the Lord gives me an idea for giving a children's devotion, then I have a children's devotion. Well, guess what people remember? They remember the children's devotions. They can tell me children's devotions from way, way back when. I remember, Pastor, when you had the kids and they did this and they did that. That was such a great devotion. We love stories. And Jesus knows that. So he tells a story. And they're kind of getting it and they're kind of not. And then Jesus says, you know, money is there. God gives money. Use money to gain eternal friendships. And we said there, well, okay, yeah, well, fine. What is he talking about? He says, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. It's kind of like this. God gives us all this stuff. This up there. God gives us nice big soft lambs so I can sleep at night. That's right. He gives me little bitty lambs in case I'm scared. Oh, God gives me, this is a fishing tackle box. Did you know that? I don't really know how to use it well, but I can. I could learn. This is another toy thing that I can play. It's a puzzle of the United States of America. I'm still trying to learn my states because I did not have a teacher like Mrs. T to make sure I knew my states, and I'm still trying to learn my states very well. And then I have a golf club because I knew that Dave Bonsack was not going to be here this morning, and this is how come I'm not a very good golfer, because this is my golf club. I also have a paint stick because some people are involved in paint projects, and I have a ball here. Have a hat. It's just a nice, cool hat. It keeps it. And then I have this walking stick. And then I have this Bible here. And then I have that rope over there. All of this stuff is screaming at me, hang on to me. And when something drops, look at the thing you don't have and forget all about the stuff that you do have. And all this stuff is screaming at me, take hold of me, keep hold of me, keep me close, everything. And God says, guess what? That's what a master does. A master says, come here, take hold of me. And we do, and we come and we take hold. And Jesus says some really striking words. You cannot serve two masters. He says, you can't serve two. But you can serve one. Only one master loved people so much that he suffered and died on a cross. Only one. Only one master took Satan head on, crushed him. Only one master has promised to be with me in good times and in dark, scary times. Only one master has looked at all of my huge debt of sin, my stinky pile of sin. Only one washed it away. Only one. He says, this one master says, you can serve two masters? No. But you have two masters that want to rule over you, that want to bless you, that want to help you. This master here, all this stuff, what will it give you? If you have a car, it will rust and break down and slowly gobble up your checkbook. If you have health, it will break down as you get older, maybe as you're younger, and slowly gobble up all your checkbook. If you have friends, guess what? They grow up, and sometimes they're not so much friends. Sometimes friends turn into enemies. All of this stuff is not a good master. Their latest, coolest, neatest thing 25 years ago is like, what? What in the world is an 8-track? And yet that was the coolest thing at one time. How things pass away. You cannot depend on those things. But guess what? There is one master you can serve who is dependable. He does not change. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So when you are on your deathbed, understand that Jesus is there. When you're in a hospital room waiting for the doctor to come in, understand Jesus is there. When your child comes running up because their heart is broken, you can assure that child, you know, my master knows what it's like to have a broken heart. All of his friends ran away from him. His best friend turned on him. Let's go to that one master and serve him only. First, most, best, always. In his name, so let us live. Amen.